What's 7 stories high and can hold 2 million light bulbs? It may sound like the setup for a joke, but it's a real part of Sherry White's life. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
About 50 years ago, Sherry White says there was only one hot air balloon in the Houston, Texas area. Her father was fascinated and tracked down the pilot.
The man told him, why don't we try to get a lot of people together and we'll buy a balloon. 20 people each put $500 in and they formed a club, bought a hot air balloon, took turns taking lessons from this one old pilot.
Sherry has been flying hot air balloons since she was 13.
When I was in high school, my dad competed in the world championships over in York, England. And then we came back and I was 16 and had just gotten my driver's license. I thought, you know, this would really be fun. So I worked for the other local balloonist driving his truck. And when his passengers didn't show up, he'd give me my lessons for free.
She soloed at 16 and bought her first balloon at 19.
You go through the Federal Aviation Administration and you have regs. It takes about 10 hours of instruction and then a flight to 3,000 feet, a solo flight, and you have to pass a written test and an oral test. And the 10 hours is what's written in the regulations, but it really depends on your instructor, on when they feel that you're ready.
There's more testing than flying time to get a commercial license. One of her roles today is flying balloons for Touchstone Energy, highlighting the work of energy cooperatives at events nationally. Although her aircraft flies much slower than a jet, it is much larger than most.
The balloons are 77,000 cubic feet, about 7 stories high. I think they can hold 2 million light bulbs.
Sherry competes in many events and flies for corporate sponsors at locations all across the nation. Traveling the countryside in Lakeway, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.